Next, we are going to John in beautiful Mobile, Alabama, listening on Archangel Radio. John, welcome to the program.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome.
We're happy to have you. John, we're coming up on that hard break, so if you can get that question out.
Okay. I was approached by a Protestant friend, and he said that regarding confession, he said that if a man can forgive our sins, then that would make Jesus Christ and his death on the cross null and void. And I wasn't really sure how to persuasively answer him.
All right. No, this is once again, Chris, a great question.
That's true. Yeah.
Yeah. So, John, listen, brother, if something happens, we come up on the hard break and I'm not finished with my answer, I'll try to put a pretty bow on it on the other side. So I'll give it a shot here. You know, Chris, this ties into our topic of relativism, because relativism doesn't just apply to truth in general, but it bleeds over into even doctrinal issues within Christianity itself. Protestants think that we don't need to confess our sins to a priest to receive the mercy of God. Catholics say, no, sacrament of confession is something given to us by Jesus. So how do we decipher what is true revelation, what is not true revelation?
How can both be right?
That's right. So, John, we look to the revelation given to us in the New Testament. And John chapter 20, verse 23, when Jesus rose from the dead, he appears to the apostles in the locked upper room, breathes on them, says, receive ye the Holy Spirit, and then he commands them, whosoever sins you shall forgive, they are forgiven. Whosoever sins you shall retain, they are retained. So we see that Jesus hands on to the apostles the authority to make a judgment, whether to forgive or to retain. But keep this in mind, John. We as Catholics, in interpreting that sacred scripture, do not think the apostles and their successors have a power to forgive sins apart from Jesus. They have the power to forgive sins because they act in what we call persona Christi, the person of Christ. It doesn't take away from Jesus, but it is Jesus' power working through them.
John, thank you so much for calling. We hope that you will call again.